USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A divided House voted 220 to 211 on Wednesday to approve the Senate's revised version of President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, sending the bill to Biden's desk to be signed probably Friday. The bill approves $1,400 stimulus payments for individuals making up to $75,000 and couples making $150,000. It will also extend weekly $300 unemployment insurance until September 6th. The U.S. Senate on Wednesday voted to confirm Michael Reagan as the next administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA. It will play a central role in Biden administration's climate change agenda. The vote in the Senate was 66 to 34 to confirm. 44-year-old Reagan was the head of North Carolina's environmental regulator. Mexico's lower house of Congress on Wednesday approved a bill that would decriminalize marijuana for those 18 and older. Backed by the administration of President Obrador, the Mexico Senate needs to now review and approve the bill. USA Radio News.
It's happened. Since Election Day, more than 5 million people have downloaded the free Newsmax TV app from their smartphone store. It takes seconds, and with the free app, you can watch Newsmax TV right away. Most cable news channels require a paid subscription, not Newsmax. You get real news whenever you want. At home, Newsmax TV is on all major cable systems, and it's free on OTT devices. Your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, Vizio, and Roku. YouTube, Zumo, and Pluto. Now, the free smartphone app lets you watch Newsmax easily wherever you are. So check Newsmax.com online for breaking headlines. Then go to the Newsmax TV app to watch the latest news with Sebastian Gorka, Dick Morris, Greg Kelly, Diamond and Silk, Michelle Malkin, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and so much more. Newsmax is already the fourth highest rated cable news channel in America. Everyone is watching Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
The partisan coronavirus relief bill has added a mountain of debt to the American people. In fact, $5 trillion of debt was added in the last year. Fiscally responsible lawmakers are not happy. Future generations are stuck with paying it back. John Clemens with the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The measure that was approved by the U.S. Senate March 6th passed in the House 220 to 211. GOP members like Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia called it reckless, irresponsible, and the wrong thing to do because it will enslave future generations to a mountain of debt. Then there was House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
It showers money on special interests, but spends less than 9% on actually defeating the virus.
Jody Arrington is from Lubbock, Texas.
It's a $2 trillion blue state boondoggle and a Trojan horse for their reckless partisan policies.
$5,000 billion is $5 trillion. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Since his single car crash in Southern California last month, how is PGA champ Tiger Woods? Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
PGA star Rory McIlroy says he's been in touch with Tiger Woods and suggested the 15-time major champion might be able to return to his South Florida home in the near future. Woods, recovering after suffering serious leg injuries in a single car crash outside of Los Angeles in late February. He tells NBC's Today Show his first reaction to the accident and also what Woods told him.
Yeah, my first reaction was, you know, I mean, he's already been through so much with different injuries and surgeries and come back from so much to be at the pinnacle of our sport time after time. You know, my heart sunk just like every other player. We owe so much thanks to him for taking our sport to the really to the next level and providing the opportunities that we have today. So I think first and foremost, it's, you know, can we recover as well as possible, get back home and out of the hospital and out of surgery. But it's not golf related. It's the human side of it. It's, you know, can he, you know, get recovered and back to his family and back to normal life.
Court documents based on a police affidavit show on the day of the crash, a man who lives nearby said he heard the crash and walked to the scene where he found the golfer. He says he tried to speak to Mr. Woods but did not get a response. County Sheriff said it was purely an accident. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.